You're waking up with the Novos, live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Thursday is here.
Already.
How are you feeling today, Ari?
I don't know how I feel today. I think I'm going
a bit
crazy.
Confused.
I feel a bit confused. I don't know what's going on.
And a weird thing happened. I'm not usually here before you as well.
Yeah.
So the universe is a little bit on edge, I guess.
I have to say, though, I feel very good about the last 12 hours.
Why? What's happened?
Oh, look, last night, so Will, my boyfriend, came over. I cooked him dinner.
That's right. You were playing house at your house when your parents weren't there.
Yeah, it was nice.
And is he still there now?
He is. He's sleeping.
Yeah, right. Has he got his own key yet to let himself out?
No, not exactly. No. We don't have that many copies of keys.
Right. He'll just let himself out and not forget anything.
No. He'll just lock the door behind him and happy days.
Nice.
God, I had just the best night. Like,
that's
honestly,
good.
Just watched the show. Like, he is the best person I've ever met.
Oh, how nice.
I'm so in love with him. It's ridiculous.
Oh, how good is that? You look very relaxed, which is
good.
I am
very relaxed. Very happy. So, how are you?
Oh, fantastic.
Yes.
Very good as well. Ready to take on the day.
Great.
You're waking up with the Novos, live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. On the air now.
Footage going viral this morning of this giant king brown snake being pulled out of a four-wheel drive engine bay.
Oh, my gosh.
So they've, I don't know why, maybe the car wouldn't turn over or something. Anyway, for whatever reason, they detected the snake was in there. They called this snake catcher, and he said it was one of the biggest he'd ever seen.
Oh, my God.
Over 2 metres long. Weirdly measured in kilos in this situation. But the size of it looks like a python.
Oh, my gosh.
That's
just
how
overgrown.
Big it is.
Yeah, right.
Giant. Absolute monster, this king brown.
Gosh, check your cars.
It is snake season. You know, I mean, today it feels cold, but over coming weeks it's going to warm up real quick and the snakes will be coming out of every little place, you know. So just keep an eye out, keep an ear out, all that sort of stuff. Be snake aware.
That's right. Be alert.
Find the phone number for your local snake catcher. It's probably a good tip.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Apparently, this guy, I think he's over in America, he's like an amateur rapper in a way. Okay. So he's facing some serious risks after having gold chains surgically implanted into his head to resemble hair. So it's kind of like, it's a little bit long, I would say, nearly mostly down the face, these strands of gold chains are.
So they look like mini dreadlocks.
Yes.
But they're chains.
Yeah, like our different thickness, different sizes.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. This is so weird.
Surgically implanted into his head. What are they, like, done? Like, staple them?
I don't know.
Deadpool?
Is there little hooks in there, maybe, and he hooks them on?
Ooh,
wouldn't that be uncomfortable when you sleep as well?
Oh, my gosh. You wouldn't be able to put your head down on a pillow.
All of that sounds awful, doesn't it?
Oh, God. No, thank you.
Sleeping's my favourite.
Oh, that's just no. But, yeah, I guess he's not the only rapper that's got himself into a bit of surgical hot water. I don't even know what to call it.
Rappers just do some weird stuff, don't they?
Yeah, if they get the money from, you know, obviously their big successes or whatever, like, it is their prerogative what they do with their money.
Of course.
But, like, I mean, there's something about, you know, the things that rappers buy that has to be shiny or has to be of, like, notoriety or show their wealth or something.
They're trying
like that.
To get attention, really,
that's right.
Aren't they?
Especially when it comes to their teeth.
Oh, yes.
Which is the area I move into. So Kanye West, of course, we've talked about this on the show, or Ye, or whatever his name is
Who
now.
Knows? He's Kanye West.
He is Kanye. He got, I think last year, titanium grills. This cost him like over $80,000. It was insanity.
It's so weird, isn't it? And some of them like are just grills that just sit on top of your teeth.
Which is not bad for you.
Yeah, but some of them they like glue in there or like...
Glue, file down
their regular teeth to put these bizarre like shiny teeth in there. Mm. And you think, are they going to be good for steak? Like, that's all I can think of.
Oh, yeah.
Is it all going to get stuck in there? Do you have to use a special toothbrush or something?
Could you imagine going down and getting, like, a kebab? and then trying to rip open a kebab with those titanium wheels.
You're at Cappadocia, 2 a.m, and then, I've got some, you know, a bit of Donna meat stuck in between my Diamantes. The whole thing sounds terrible, doesn't it?
Oh, well, Lil Wayne would be in the same hot water because he's had diamond teeth implants. Cost him like over $170,000.
So weird. You know what, though? I do love rap music.
Mm.
I love rap music. This is probably my favourite WAP song of all time.
Now get your boots, hang your coat, it's wet.
Now, even though they are weird characters, there's nothing better than WAP, is there? WAP music's the best music.
Oh, God.
What is she even talking about?
I have no idea. Maybe we should Google the lyrics.
You know what? I suggest everyone Google the lyrics for your Thursday morning. Get in amongst it. WAPers are weird, but WAP music is fantastic.
New FM. The Novos.
The Novos.
There's these big events over in America called Cyber Cab, is basically like Elon Musk's show-off parties.
Oh, okay.
They're big parties. He gets a lot of new technology that'll show there for like probably his biggest nerd fans. and he tries to get people to like buy into his new technology, essentially.
Of course.
So one of the things he's been working on for a while are these Optimus robots, which they look like a person, sort of.
Mm-hmm.
They've got, but they're a little bit sort of creepy and weird still. So they've got like these dark soulless eyes, and then like a white body parts, and then like down in the middle, like where your hips are, it goes very narrow, and then there's your regular legs.
Great.
Anyway, they walk around. They've basically only had videos of them before, but at this Cybercab event, they were up doing all kinds of stuff.
Oh,
like serving drinks at the bar. They were dancing. One of them even played charades with people. So
it could be your new best friend.
Well, that's the thing. And people are like, oh, my God, these robots so quickly. Like last time we went to one of these little shindigs, they just had a little video on the screen and a PowerPoint. This time, here they are serving me, you know, a Mai Tai. What's going on here?
And doing my math homework.
Exactly. Turns out he had people in another room that were, like, linked to these robots. So, like, when you raise your arm, the robot raises its arm.
Right. Okay,
by remote control. It's basically had the people running, so they weren't, like, doing robot stuff at all. It was just a person doing a remote control robot.
Wow.
And people
were cheating.
Well, it is cheating. Like, because he was leading people to think that he had these things set up and ready to go, and it was all AI, and it's learnt your name already, and all that stuff. It was just a bloke called Darren in another room with a suit on, like remote controlling it.
Darren's like, I'll get paid a mozza for this.
Yeah, he's probably on a decent wicket, but Darren's also cheating the system. So cut it out, Darren. We know what you're up to.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
I think people will be putting on their best yeehaw this Sunday because...
Yeah, what was that, sorry?
Yeehaw! I love doing that.
Yeah, you're good at it. You've got country girl in you.
Oh, I'm training. I'm a country girl maybe a future on the farm.
I love it.
So this Sunday for Wharf Life, this is over at Queen's Wharf, they're doing a Wild West night, like evening.
Oh, that's a bit of fun.
Yeah, there's prizes for best dressed and best hat.
Oh, you know what? You should go. Your boyfriend Will should dress up, fully dress up. Like, get your jeans on, your spurs.
Oh, well, you know what?
Your leather chaps.
Yeah. He already has all that gear except the chaps, of course, because he doesn't need them, I guess. He's not that type of country boy. But he's already got the gear, so he wouldn't need to dress up. He just has to, like, dress regularly.
Yeah, but you need to get sorted.
I would take the chaps.
Yeah, get the chaps. Get the hat.
Babe, can I borrow your hat? Yeah. Sure, darling.
Yeah. You should definitely go. Get the photos together. It'd be so cute.
Speaking of which, I haven't even bought my jeans yet because I still haven't gone to the family farm.
Well, this is a perfect excuse. Why wait for the farm when you can go to Wharf Night or whatever it's called?
I don't know. I said to Will last night, I said, babe, I'm not buying jeans until you take me to that damn farm. Is it?
Oh, it's a little threat.
It is. Yeah. So you'll never see me in jeans unless you take me. So I think he's getting on that.
Yeah, because he wants that. All right. So Yeah, you can do it for Wharf Night. I reckon that's a good excuse.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see how I feel.
Yeah. All right, good plan.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Boris Johnson, he's a bit of a crazy kind of character.
He's very interesting.
With his, you know, unusual hair and his way of talking and all that sort of stuff. Obviously, he's had a very successful career for a man with, you know, England's scruffiest suit.
Yeah.
His tie is never straight. It's always a skew whiff.
Does he have an iron? Do you reckon?
Well, that's another great question. Yeah. And sometimes when you see him, you've got so many questions about, you know, what does he do? Did he just roll out of bed this morning?
He slept in that suit.
I feel like he often does. You know, he's the opposite of what normally, I guess, a prime minister or anyone in politics is, which is
leader of a nation.
That's right. Normally they're sort of neat and tidy.
Yep.
And he goes full scruffy for whatever reason. And he's a weird character. There's no getting around it. Anyway, he is coming to Australia because he's written a book or, you know, gotten someone to write a book for him either way. And you know what? I thought it'd be so great to get him to Newcastle because he has been in the past to the Upper Hunter.
Yep.
He went for like a beer somewhere from memory.
What?
This is a bit of a throwback. He got a drink at the Royal Hotel Musselbrook, is my memory.
That is epic.
It is epic, and that's the sort of quirky character he is.
Yeah.
Anyway, in celebration of him coming back to Australia, because love or loathe his politics, he's a likeable, weird character, right?
I just want to see him in person. I want to see what he actually looks like in person.
Well, that's the thing. Anyway, I thought we could relive some of his most quirky moments.
Yeah.
Because he sort of straddles the line of like a guy who's in touch with things but also out of touch. Like he has no idea what's going on a lot of the time. So, for example, somebody asked him because of his hair. He's got such like unique hair.
And a bit long too, I would say.
Yeah, it's sort of long and floppy and never been brushed is how I'd describe it. They were asked him what shampoo he used. Have a listen to this response.
What shampoo do I use? Yeah, well, Mark, I honestly don't know what shampoo I use. It's the same stuff that I use for all sort of cleaning purposes, and it's blue.
Oh, it's blue.
Does he just have like a blue soap bar? That
all
he uses
in
for
one
everything?
From Nivea Men.
I think it might be.
Blue soap bar. Oh, God.
Next thing I find funny is how his creativity when it comes to insulting other, like, politicians.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So normally when another politician insults someone, they go, oh, your policies are dreadful or whatever, go home. He takes things to a new level by sort of creating some of his own unique insults. Have a listen to this. This is when he was mayor of London back in the day, and someone was criticising him. Listen to how he bites back.
They have no questions to put to you.
Are you saying they're abdicating their duty to scrutinise me? Are you saying they haven't the guts to put questions to me?
What
great
is it?
Supine protoplasmic invertebrate jellies. That's it.
That's it.
Jellies.
Supine invertebrate jelly. What an absolute character.
You know what? I would like him to write my insults for me.
Well, you know what? He's very good at it. Another area that he likes to talk about is what he eats. Because he's a big food guy.
Yeah, great.
Now, over in the UK, they have this thing called Greggs, which is like a kind of baker's delight / servo all in one. They like have a bakery and a servo all together.
Great.
And they sell a lot of sausage rolls. It's their number one thing. They're very, very famous for their sausage rolls. Now, he obviously, like, he regularly talks about how he eats these Greg's sausage rolls all the time.
Yep.
Now, being sort of the common man, if you will, somebody asked him how much one cost. This is his response to that.
Last time you bought a sausage roll at Greg's, Prime Minister, how much did it cost?
I don't know. I give up.
I have no idea. But you've just told me that you're made of Greg's, so you must eat these sausage rolls all the time.
£1.90. I have no idea.
£1. Prime Minister, anyway, thank you. Thank you for appearing here.
I've also eaten vegan sausage rolls. Have you eaten vegan?
I've not, but it's meant to be a monster hit for that bakery chain, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow. It's like, I'm a man of the people. I eat vegan sausage rolls.
You also don't know how to say a vegan.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
So something has happened. A big experiment. It's like a sci-fi movie come to life. This is very exciting. So apparently, two people have just communicated through their dreams for the first time ever.
Oh, this is so cool.
Yeah.
Because often, you know, when you wake up in the morning and you want to tell your partner about your dreams.
You don't have to now.
You'd imagine that. Mm. And you go, oh, my God, I just had the best dream or the weirdest dream. Imagine being there in it with someone else.
It's like a social game, isn't it?
Oh,
like,
my God.
It's like the Sims in your head.
Yeah.
So, now, there are some interesting words in this little blurb, so I'm going to get some of them wrong.
That's okay.
The two participants, this is in the experiment, I'm just going to describe it to you.
Sure.
The participants were sleeping at their homes when their brain waves and other polysomnographic data were tracked remotely by a developed apparatus. So, basically, they had to be in a lucid dream state.
Yeah, this is a sort of like half awake, half asleep.
Yeah.
State, lucid dreams, yeah.
Well, the server detected the first participant when they entered a lucid dream. It generated a random word and then it was sent to him via earbuds. So he's hearing it in his dream, right?
Oh.
The participant repeated the word in his dream with his response captured and stored on the server. The next participant entered a lucid dream a little bit later and then received the stored
words.
Message, yep, from the first participant. She confirmed it after awakening, making the first chat exchange.
Oh, my God, this is so cool.
Yeah.
Imagine, like I said, being able to communicate or, you know, join in with another person's dream, like go on adventures together, that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Unreal.
Yeah, so one of them, I think, is kind of leading this dream, and then the other one kind of just follows
along.
Yeah.
Which is fine. In my relationship, I'd want my wife to be leading the dreams because my dreams can often be very dull. Very
really?
Boring, yes.
Mine are over-eccentric, so I would need my partner to be the dull one. Yeah,
joining you. Because, like, for example, and this is from a little while ago, I had a dream where I just, like, looking at a ladder for ages. And you just go, that's so boring.
Oh,
like,
my
get
God.
This thing over with. Whereas my wife, Emmy, she's on adventures, like, doing this and that, going all sorts of cool places or whatever, and I'm just like, oh, yeah, it's a good ladder.
Is your brain an 80-year-old dog?
I don't know what is happening. But
what kind of ladder is that?
Just ladder.
Ladder.
Exactly.
And
the other day, honestly, the other day, I was literally, this is the dream.
Yeah.
I was just sort of moving some chairs about for ages.
You are weird.
These dreams, I just want them to be over. So boring. I want to get back to real life. It's much more interesting.
Well, I think my dreams are quite romantic.
Oh, really?
So I think that, Will might enjoy my dreams.
Oh, yeah. Mm. He'd be off, you guys off, you know, cruising the Tuscan coast.
Sure.
In a little, you know, sailing yacht or something like that.
Nah, a Newcastle coast,
mate.
Oh,
sorry. Yeah. Cruising up and down. Yeah, oh, look at that. There's the lighthouse. There's Nobbies, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
So romantic.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
So my TikTok, the algorithm has gone a bit skew-iff and I don't know how it keeps coming up.
I'll analyse this for
you. So there's this little trend that's going around at the moment. So many users are doing it. It's like two people, so a person and their partner, right? So one of them's filming their partner and then they tag them saying, okay, if you like want to get into bed or if you want to come down the shops or whatever, you have to do an interpretive dance. So they're like challenging them to do like these weird and wonderful like dance around the campfire kind of voodoo dancing to like this specific song. It's actually very funny.
Have you done it?
No, but I'm very tempted to make Will do it.
So you're going to make him dance to get into bed, is it?
Yeah, it's like bongo drum sounds, like like as a song. And then it's just like, okay, well, if you want to eat tonight, you got to do an interpretive dance for me. Yeah, strange.
And what dance is it for eat in bed?
What?
Like you said, you've got dancing for eating,
yep.
Dancing for getting into bed.
Yep.
What dance is it to eat in bed?
or maybe a double interpretive dance.
There you go.
Yeah, but like, honestly, if you've seen these videos, oh my God, they've taken TikTok by storm.
Yeah, well, I look forward to seeing the one that you make Will do.
Okay.
Please bring that. I look forward to that. That's the true entertainment.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Asking the question, did you find love later in life? Aww. Or maybe you know somebody that does.
We love a love story, don't we?
We so do. I was talking to my friend the other day, and his dad, who's been single for a long time,
mm-hmm.
in his 60s,
yeah, wow.
is getting married.
Oh, how wholesome.
Very soon, next, like, month or so, he's getting married. He's found this beautiful lady that, you know, they love each other very much. They're mm-hmm. getting along well.
Great.
And it's just a nice story, you know. It's, I honestly thought, like, I know his dad very well, and yep. I honestly thought, bah, he'll be single forever now.
Oh.
Well, just, he was sort of happy in himself and all that.
Oh,
that,
right.
He was fine. But he's so much happier now. Like, I saw him and I met his, you know, fiancée, mm-hmm. soon to be wife. And they were just so lovely together. I thought, what a lovely story this is.
You know, it's not uncommon, I've found. So we have a close family friend of ours who's, I think he's in his late 60s, early 70s, and he's dating around, you know, still trying to find the one. And, yeah, so it's quite common, apparently. Big dating circle out there.
I guess so, yeah. You know, people divorce a lot now for better or worse or whatever it is.
Yeah.
But there can be a second love story. This is what's so cool.
Yeah.
So this is what I wanted. A bit of a feel-good vibe this morning.
Sure.
4967-4105. Did you find love later in life? Or maybe you want to talk, you know, tell the story of your parent or someone you know that has. Let's give Newcastle and the Hunter a bit of hope this morning.
Inject some love into our society.
Exactly right. Tell us the story. What's happened? Have you found a bit of happiness?
Mm.
In Rutherford, Kelly, what's your story?
Hi, Di. Hi, guys. How are you today?
Very good, very thanks. Good.
That's great. Well, I do have a bit of a great story but sad story.
Okay.
I did meet my husband later in life.
Yeah.
I was 52 and he was 48.
Okay.
And I did know him all my life, but we did kind of get together later in life after ex-husbands and then all the rest of it.
Sure.
And and then we got married pretty quick. We met, got together in November, got married the following May.
Wow.
But then he got cancer.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
We got 15 months together.
Oh,
that's not enough, Kelly. I'm sorry about that.
No, it's okay. Listen, it was the most amazing 15 months of my life.
Wow.
You know what? It is powerful, isn't it?
Oh, he was the most amazing man. He was adorable. He was patient with me. That's one thing.
Yeah.
I gave him an A for effort there.
There we go. Yeah.
But without the 15 months, I would have had nothing with him, and it would have been horrible. So,
and are you doing okay now, Kelly?
Oh, you know, darling, I have my days. You know, I have my days.
Yeah.
But it's been 18 months now.
Okay.
And I have my days. Yeah, he had a very long cancer journey.
Yeah, right.
He was only 49 when he passed away, so
that's too young.
It was shocking.
Yeah, yeah.
And I have my days, guys, but you know, life's got to go on, and
it certainly does. Well, all I can say is keep up the good work and you know, keep staying strong, but it does show that even if you know someone for a long time, even if you just get together at some point, just do it, you know?
Don't
keep putting it off.
Mm, okay, Katrina in Windale, good morning. What's your love story?
Well, I went to visit my aunt because I was newly separated, and I was with my son, and he did the wrong thing and stole her car. So I had to go down this walk 7 kilometres to a supermarket. And I said, I'm on my way to go and get some food, and I'm going to find a new man on the way.
What?
And there he was at the bus stop. We locked eyes and fell in love on the spot. I brought him home with me that day. We were together for 10 years. It was the most amazing time. His name was Robert. I used to call him Lovely Lord Laziness because he's a bit lazy.
And you met him at the bus stop in Windale?
No, at North Haven.
Close enough.
And,
yep.
Yeah, and we were together for 10 years until he passed away in my arms, and I'm still raising his daughter.
Oh, my God.
Wow, what a story.
Wow, thanks for sharing that. That is extraordinary. It just shows, doesn't matter what stage you are in life, you can find love out there.
Yep.
Even if it's at a bus stop in North Haven. It just can be absolutely anywhere.
105.3.
105.3.
UFM.
UFM.
The Novos. Lowest.
All right, this is where we test your knowledge of shopping, essentially.
Cha-ching!
We've got three items, and you just have to figure out what is the order they go in, from the cheapest to the most expensive,
right,
the lowest to the luxe, if you will.
Yes.
So that's how the game works. Let's meet our contestant for this morning, shall we?
Let's go to Toronto. Good morning, Jess. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I'm good, thank you.
That's excellent.
Have you ever heard this game before?
I've played along in the car many times before.
Oh, okay, right. Good stuff. So you know how it works. Cheapest to most expensive. I've got the three items. Today, the prize, of course, is a one-hour Simbay hire at Rippert Golf Broadmeadow. Pick from over 300 courses from around the world. Plus, you're in the draw for a family pass to go and see the Jets this weekend.
Let's go.
All right, Jess, let's get into it, shall we?
Yeah, ready.
Right, okay, here we go. Your first item on the agenda is, from Woolies at Glendale, the Halloween carving pumpkin.
Ooh.
It's a whole pumpkin. I saw these last night and I went, I'll write down the price of that.
Mm.
All right, item number two. From Super Cheap Auto at Cammy Park.
Much, much more. Sorry.
You've got the heavy duty four-wheel drive battery. That's for like your, you know, for a big Land Cruiser or something, right?
Damn,
it's a big heavy duty battery.
Yeah.
All right, item number three. From Dan Murphy's at Katara, the Woodstock and Cola 10 pack of cans.
Ooh.
10 pack. All right, so just to revise, you've got the carving pumpkin. That's a whole pumpkin.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the heavy-duty four-wheel drive battery, and you've got a 10-pack of Woodstock and Cola. What do you reckon's the cheapest?
Okay. I think I'm going to go with the pumpkin.
Okay.
As the cheapest.
Yeah, what's in the middle?
I think we'll go with the Woodstock can.
Yep. Yep, okay. Mm-hmm.
And then the Lux will be the four-wheel drive battery.
All right, locking those in. Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start to reveal some prizes. Prices, rather. All right, the whole carving pumpkin, $15.75.
Mm, not too bad.
Your Woodstock and Cola 10-pack from Dan Murphy's at Katara at the moment, $31.95, which means you are still in this.
Come on, come on.
Can you get it? Will the heavy-duty four-wheel drive battery, N707 SMF is the code, be more than that? It is $163.99.
Well done, Jess.
Yay!
All that training by playing along in the car has paid off. You are our latest local winner. Well done. You've done Toronto proud this morning. Simple as that. Here, we'll play again tomorrow, same time, same place at New FM.
New FM. The Novos.
The Novos.
Something very, very interesting has just been discovered at a historic site over in Jordan. So, some archaeologists apparently have discovered a secret tomb in Petra in Jordan, below a location from an Indiana Jones film.
What?
Yes.
I feel like, so we're in the real life Indiana Jones movie here. What's going on?
Here we go, here we go. The recent discovery made at the historic site shares the uncanny resemblance with the theme depicted in the movie. Deep below the surface of the treasury, a monument etched in onto pink sandstone canyons eons ago lies a secret tomb where the remains of at least a dozen people were unearthed, according to like news releases and stuff. They're called Nabataeans, I think.
Ah, let's not worry about that, because that sounds like a complicated name.
Mm.
What we need to focus on here is They filmed Indiana Jones there
because
they're like, oh, this is a cool old place.
Yeah.
And then later they find an Indiana Jones-style secret underneath the ground.
Oh, my God. It is so cool. Yeah, so they've dug through to learn more about the treasury and its purpose, only to find a tomb of skeletons just below the surface.
Wow.
There you go.
So what? Just quickly.
Yes.
You thought, are you an Indiana Jones fan?
I've only seen a couple of, like, scenes.
Bits of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you a Harrison Ford fan, though?
Not really. I find him very boring.
What about back in the day when he was young and fit and wore a cowboy hat? Because you do like a cowboy hat on a man.
I appreciate the Indiana Jones's movies for, you know, the scenery, the costumes. I just, every time I see Harrison Ford, I just think of his terrible, I guess, role in Star Wars.
It's a no for you.
I'm sorry. It's not good. Get another actor.
You're waking up with the Novos, live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
Now, you might have been thinking, oh, weather's been a bit dreary last few days.
It really has.
But it's going to improve, and you know summer is getting so close, right?
It is. I actually can't wait for summer this year.
Oh, me too.
Heaps of beach time, I think.
Definitely, right?
Lots of food to be eaten as well.
What's your favourite summer food? Oh, just quietly.
You know what? Just the humble sausage sanger.
Why not?
With a bit of onion on it, some barbecue sauce. Delicious.
New FM. The Novos.
The Novos.
And 4964105, this is the question that we're going to get you to wrap your head around and answer for us, please. Asking you, can cheese be a dessert? So this comes after Stanley Tucci. He's an actor, author. You might know him from, he's in The Hunger Games. He's also in The Devil Wears Prada, all that type of thing.
He's quite a sort of, I guess, know-all when it comes to cooking.
As well,
Italian food.
Mm-hmm.
Here's just a little bit of him talking about some food he made just for some friends or whatever. All right, here we go. Let's see if we can play this.
Had some friends over on Sunday and I made just fresh tomatoes, like little pomodorini, you know, just cook them down with onions and garlic and basil.
Yeah, so he's just like, he does no-nonsense Italian food.
Great.
Shaved completely bald till it's shiny.
He's always been that way.
He's always been that way. He has the big black framed artistic glasses. You know the type.
Yeah.
He's always in the kitchen.
Yeah, that's right. Well, apparently he is not recommending per se, but has admitted that he eats cheese for dessert. Okay, so he has a come out to say, you know, I'm not a really big sweet guy. Like, I don't really like, you know, sweet desserts, you know, like the tiramisus and the cakes and the whatever. He actually, in fact, would rather have a cheese after dinner.
Now, you know what? I'm hearing this advice. I actually think it's kind of genius.
No, see, you would usually, like in Italian culture specifically, you would have cheese before you eat your main meal. It's like an appetizer.
Yeah, okay. But Stanley Tucci, he kind of is the, I guess, he knows everything when it comes to Italian food. There's a whole show about him.
Yeah, it's called Searching for Italy, I think.
Exactly right. Mm. That's all he does. His main speciality is food in Italy. If Stanley Tucci says cheese is acceptable for dessert, I'm going to have to side with him. He's the expert.
I think that's just wrong. Like, it should, like, kick off your palate or have it as is. Like, have it as your main meal, but don't have it as dessert. Desserts are reserved for, like, chocolates and ice cream.
No, see, I think, especially in Europe, I think it is a bit of a European thing.
In France it is, yeah.
All parts of Europe, a little cheese for dessert, actually, I think it's, in fact, I'm just remembering now, I went to some, like, winery out in the Hunter Valley.
Mm.
You have a lovely meal, and then they did bring out a little mini cheese platter for dessert.
Did they?
I think it's more common than you realise, and I think Stanley Tucci's not the only one.
I think it's feral. Okay, this is what we want to settle. 4967-4105, give us your opinion. Can you eat cheese for a dessert? Yep. Or are you sticking with me and going, absolutely not?
Sweets only. All right, I reckon the cheese board is a genius idea to pull out after the main meal.
Let's go to the phones now. Robbie in Charlestown, good morning. What are your thoughts?
My thoughts is you need to branch out, my love.
Really?
Yeah, because you can get some beautiful fruit cheeses and you put some gorgeous strawberries with it, some nice grapes.
And then you're living good. See, listen to what Robbie's telling you.
Sounds like I need to put a toga on and like a wreath on my head and just lounge around eating the grapes and the cheese.
No, it's not a bad idea. I don't mind doing a bit of lounging in a toga. In fact, I regularly wear one around the house and nothing else.
All right, yeah.
In Fletcher, Angela, what are your thoughts?
No, I love Stanley, but I'm going to have to disagree. I'm an Australian. Dessert's clearly a Tim Tam or a bit of Potsdam.
Yeah. Oh,
Tim Tams for the win.
Yeah, she's right. Angela's smart.
One apiece at this point.
Okay. Tiebreaker?
This is the tiebreaker. Okay. Everything to play for here.
Here we go. Jazz, in Cessnock, good morning. Cheese for dessert, yay or nay?
110%, guys. Cheese is definitely for dessert.
Yes!
That's what I'm talking about.
Jazz, what are you doing? No!
Oh. There's just so many varieties. You've got soft, hard cheese, fruit cheese. Actually, my favourite is doing brie topped in honey and fruit.
Oh, okay, that sounds nice.
That sounds pretty good.
All right, I'll try that tonight, Jazz.
If you have to choose, do you prefer it soft or do you prefer it hard, Jazz?
Well, if we're talking cheese, I prefer it soft.
There we go.
You're waking up with the Novos, live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local ads. And on the air now.
So, cool little story from the shop. We had some vases and stuff that were made by Leonora Glassworks at Wall's End.
Never heard of it, but okay.
Yeah, back in the day, they used to make, all sorts of glasses and, you know, like vases and things like that. And even glass. Really nice stuff. Anyway, we had a few of those in the shop. They were purchased by the Newcastle Museum.
What?
Yep, so they're really nice examples and they're off to the museum for a public display.
Now, do people come into your shop just for, like, putting things on, like an exhibition? Because that seems like a very strange thing.
I think they found it through, like, we had it on Marketplace or whatever.
Sure.
And they're obviously looking for pieces for either an exhibit or for the collection. And whoever's in charge of buying came in and bought them. So
that's
there they go.
Incredible.
Really cool. I'm really happy that a local piece of history gets to be enjoyed by everyone.
But you know what? Some of your items from your shop have also appeared in TV shows.
Yep.
Now it's on exhibition at a gallery museum. That's incredible.
Yeah, it's really cool. And like I said, I get a thrill from knowing that a local piece of history gets to be enjoyed by all.
Well done, Creever.
Ah, that's good. It feels very satisfying.
Good.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Today, Creevo, bit of a sad day for me because...
Oh, is everything all right?
It's the end of an era.
What do you mean?
Mum and Dad come home from holidays.
Look, you're leaving us or something.
No. You're stuck with me for a little while longer. But the thing is, so Mum and Dad just went on a 10-day holiday to Tassie, which is lovely.
That's
Mum
nice
is from there. So
yeah.
They went for a trip around. It's the last time she's going back home.
Okay.
So it was a bit nostalgic for her, but they've had a wonderful time. I've got to go pick them up from Fassifern train station today when they get back. But the thing is, I've really enjoyed having the house to myself because I do still live at home. Well, I
you've
live
come,
at home
you've
again.
You've moved back.
Moved back
for a bit.
For a little bit. But I really love my space and I love the freedom that I can have, like, just to play my music and just have a good time, eat whenever I want. Like, it sounds like, you know, they're a bit harsh on me. They're not.
They're
just all up in my grill a lot.
And you're just like, I can tell straight away. You know, when you have your own space, you can be your full, truest self, perhaps, dancing around the room. And,
absolutely.
Or, you know, music on loud. And
I don't have to put clothes on if I don't want to.
And you know what? What a great way to look.
It is, yeah. Walk around your house, starkers. But I thought, you know what? I only have a few hours left, like after we wrap the show and finish work here today. I've only got a few hours of freedom left, so I'm thinking of all the things that I could kind of jam into that time frame.
Nice.
So you suggested to me yesterday that I turn on all the TVs in the house and just put it on the show that I like but they hate.
Yep.
Yep.
What show is that?
I'm actually thinking of a movie. I'm thinking of Legally Blonde.
Oh, nice. Bend and Snap.
Yep, that's it. Oh, my God, the Vendon Snap works every time. I need to try that. But yes, I'm going to do that.
Legally Blonde on every TV.
Yes.
All right, nice.
Yeah. I'm going to grab everything that I can, like, make food from out of the pantry, out of the freezer and out of the fridge and just
Do a massive
inhale.
Cook-up. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll just inhale all the food so what that they can go by their own.
What sort of snacks and foods will you be eating over the next coming hours?
Chicken nuggets. Yeah. That'll be my starter.
Chicken nuggets.
Chicken nuggets. I also have about half a packet of sliced cheese, so I'm going to be eating all that.
Yep, every
I've
slice.
I've also got half a loaf of bread, so I'm going to make some eggs on toast.
Nice.
That's going to be like 8 eggs on toast. And then I've got some 2-minute noodles, so I'm going to make 2 2-minute noodle packets.
Oh, you are living good.
Oh, yeah.
And God, you're ambitious.
There's also some chocolate milk in the fridge. So I'm going to drink all of it.
No.
It's like 2 litres.
Jeez, you are yeah. wild.
Yeah, I know. And then I'm going to shower with the door open.
Nice. Any Prosecco being drunk?
Oh, you know that I've already got some in the fridge ready
it's
to go.
It's chilling at this moment. Yeah. Going, Ari, drink me, drink me.
Drink responsibly. Of I will course. Be eating it after my food. Yeah. Sorry, drinking after my food.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I don't even know what else to do. It might even music. Shave my legs.
Oh, yeah, nice. Yeah. Door open again.
Yeah.
Are you going to do any, what music are you going to play on loud?
Oh, it's going to be like
show tunes?
Yeah.
Yeah,
pretty much
nice.
Chicago. I'm going to have the Prince of Egypt on. I'm going to have the Wizard of Oz. Yeah, it's going to be incredible.
If you live in Cameron Park, sorry for the noise.
Sorry for my awful singing.
Sorry for Ari singing. It's just it's only a few more hours.
Just don't look through the windows. I may not be naked.
Don't look through the windows. Give Ari a little space. She needs it for her final day of freedom.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
Now, though, you showed me a video yesterday, Ari, from your friend's cat.
Yes.
Sipping on, it was like a cocktail or out of a cocktail glass.
Yeah,
it was
like a margarita glass.
They were drinking water out of a margarita glass.
Yeah, it's like a little lick on the dining room table it was.
Which is so funny in itself. Cats doing funny, like sort of, I don't know, human-like things is always so hilarious.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But then we got talking about our own pets and what human things we let them get up to.
Mm-hmm.
And at first I was like, oh, no, I don't do any of that. But after a moment I was like, oh, actually I do.
Mm.
So I have a dog, Molly the Whippet.
She's beautiful.
She is beautiful. And
full of personality, by the way.
Yeah, she's very, very cheeky.
Yeah.
Is how I describe her. And at the start, I was like, the dog will only sit here. The dog will only do this. Full of rules.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, oh boy, have those broken down over time.
Yes.
So now Molly the Whippet does some very human things. First of all, and this is not like on purpose, but I've caught her. Drinking water out of my cup. So very cheeky. I'll leave like a mug of water on the coffee table.
Mm.
I've come home from work, say, and there she is, blah, 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 drinking water out of the cup. Like, you've got your own bowl. What are you doing?
It's just throw it out.
It's not as if you're parched of water or like I'm not giving you any. You just prefer to drink out of a cup.
Yeah, she's fancier than what you think.
Very, very fancy. All right, another fancy thing she does. So if I want to make, say, for example, a toasted cheese sandwich, as soon as she hears the knife hit the chopping board, that signals her to come. Ding, 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 down the hall. She trots and stands there. And then she'll start doing all her tricks, turning around, sitting, rolling over, trying to get a bit of cheese tacks.
Cheese tacks.
She always wins as well. Because she does all those tricks and I go, oh, yeah, have a bit of cheese.
Okay, so she's like obsessed with cheese as well.
Loves cheese. Another human thing. How about this one, right? She'll now eats her food out of a ceramic bowl, like a human bowl.
Oh, my God. Why?
Because just once I did it and I was like, oh, that just washes really easily, and then now that's what she eats out of. No cheese, metal dog
man.
Bowl for her.
Oh my God.
And the cheese, man. Yeah.
You know what she also does? Because I've been to your place once, Frito. She like claims the couch as her like personal bed. Like she's, don't you dare sit here. This is my sofa.
There's a lot of that goes on. Well, being whippets, they can stretch right out and become super long. You're like, where's all that length come from?
Mm,
yeah,
she's
suddenly
protective
there.
Of the cushions.
Yeah, she takes the best spot on the couch.
Some human things that I let, like, my brother's dog Murphy do. So I claim him as my
own. Yeah, of course.
I let him, like, he likes to sit, like on one of the dining room chairs and eat his dinner from like the table. Well, he's like very slender, so he kind of just gets himself up there and tucks his little tail and his legs underneath himself and sits there like a human.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. He also likes to shower like a human.
What do you mean?
He'll just get in the shower.
Most dogs hate the water.
Yeah, well. He loves it. He's a water dog.
Does he have, like, a favourite shampoo? Is he a Pantene guy or...
He's a Pantene guy. Yeah. I would say he's a Pantene guy.
Yeah.
Oh, God. He also...
give us your toothbrush, Ari. I want to brush my teeth after you.
Oh, jeez. He also likes to sit in the front seat of the car. He'll wrestle you for shotgun.
Oh, well, you know what? I feel like knowing this dog through the radio, as I do, I think he deserves a front seat.
Okay.
Alfresco Outdoors and Heating, the home of the Weber Barbecue, now in 5 locations. New FMs, restore your outdoor.
That's right. Your chance to now get into the draw to transform your backyard into the ultimate oasis with Restore Your Outdoor. This is our running competition we have at the moment. $2,500 worth of outdoor gear.
Yeah, it's so easy as well. You just listen out for the key songs, and when you hear them, you ring up quickly, 4967-4105.
Yep.
And then if you're first through, you're in the stand on in the draw, basically.
Yeah, spend your way if you win.
Exactly. $2,500. That is going to set you up for summer.
Mm-hmm.
All right, shall we listen? Here's a little clue of the song that you're listening out for. Yes. Here we go. You know it and love it. The Postmaster General, Post Malone and Morgan.
Can't miss this.
Yeah, you can't miss it. You'll hear it a mile off and you go, oh, quick, call up 4967-4105. Don't call now.
No, soon. Yeah.
Before the end of the show. Plus, don't forget playing all day as well as with Joel for your live and local drive home.
Perfect.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
Al Pacino, of course, very, very famous actor. Mm. Getting on in years now, though.
Yeah.
He's 84 years of age at this point in time.
He's doing well.
Well, he is, and he looks pretty good for his age.
Mm.
But last year, he became a father for the fourth time with his 29-year-old, rather, then girlfriend, now ex-girlfriend.
Whoa.
He now has a one-year-old child. This is extraordinary, right?
That's crazy at that age.
Yeah, so this is, like, at that age, to become a father again is amazing. Like, there's something about that, right?
Yeah, look, it's very rare, I would say.
He's approaching his mid-80s. He's in his mid-80s.
He's still functioning down there? Oh, that's impressive in itself.
Well, it certainly is. And also, you got to think about the age gap. So... at 80, he was at the time 83. She was 29. That is a quick math? 50. Is that a 53-year age gap?
Something like that.
She was born when he was 53.
Ew!
Oh my God!
Dude,
there's
so much
to think about there. His eldest, he shares his oldest daughter, who is 33. He's got a 33-year-old and a 1-year-old. Talk about age gaps, right?
Also, dating someone younger than his daughter.
Well, very much so. Very much so. He's not the only star, though, who is at an advanced age to become a father. Robert De Niro, 79 years of age.
Oh, I remember this news that broke.
Yeah. So there's a 51-year age gap. There we go. That's a big relationship age gap as well. Then we move on to the Rolling Stones, right? And... we start with Mick Jagger, who has most recently become a father at the age of 73.
73?
That's when he had his 8th child.
Oh, come off it. Stop spreading your seed.
He's now 79. He's got 8 children in total. The oldest is 37.
Jeez.
Isn't that extraordinary? The Rolling Stones continue, though, because Ronnie Wood, who's a little bit younger when he had his final child, at 68 years of age.
Wow.
It doesn't end there. George Lucas, known for, you know, every famous movie of all time, 69 years of age.
Wow.
Which is still on the older side. Richard Gere as well. Now,
he's old.
He's 70 years of age when he had his father, who became a father for, well, so far the last time.
Wow.
Extraordinary, right? Something about these old Hollywood guys, that people still absolutely love. Billy Joel as well in the entertainment, you know, sticking with the entertainment business, 68 years of age.
Wow.
It just keeps going and going. What is it about these guys who are 70 plus into their 80s that people still want another baby with them?
I don't know, but I bet the men are proud of themselves.
Is there something to do with the money, maybe?
Oh, I would say so. That's my theory. It's like, great, okay, I'm going to have his child. That means he'll support, like, him or her throughout their entire life.
And a bit of that. So Al Pacino, he has split up with this girlfriend now.
Inevitably.
The kid's only 1 year old.
Mm.
The mum gets $33,000 a month in child support.
So quick Google of that. That's about $7,500 a week.
Yeah, over $350,000 a year. I'll let you think about if some of that might have been the motivation.
Alfresco Outdoors and Heating, the home of the Weber Barbecue, now in 5 locations. New FMs, restore your outdoor.
Okay, this is it. We're putting another person in the draw to win $2,500 worth of outdoor furniture. Transform your backyard into the ultimate oasis with Restore Your Outdoor. This is a competition thanks to Alfresco Outdoors and Heating, the home of the Weber Barbecue, now in 5 big locations.
That's right. Let's meet the person who's been listening carefully for the right songs. Called up really quickly, and that is Amanda in Rutherford. Woo. Good morning, Amanda. How are you?
Amanda,
hey, have we got you?
Yeah.
Oh, there we go.
We had a little connection issue, but we've got you back on. You are in the draw. Well done.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Have you been sort of fantasizing about, you know, what your outdoor area could look like with all this gear?
Mm. Oh, absolutely.
It's like when you buy a lotto ticket, you spend the money in your head first.
Yes.
Yes, for sure.
What would you be spending it on? What are you thinking?
Well, usually Christmas Day is at my place every year, so I'm thinking is sort of nice outdoor setting.
Okay.
Yeah, that sort of thing. Just get it all set up, ready to go.
Yep, for sure.
Well, very well done. Good luck. You are in the draw, and that's how easy it is. Mm-hmm. And there's more chances throughout the day, of course, to get in the draw for that. Restore your outdoor. What a fantastic competition.
I know.
Hey, now, we're about to end the show.
Yes.
But we need to switch gears a little bit because there is breaking news, and this is absolutely massive.
Yeah, we just saw it on the television, and we've been doing our research as well. So, Liam Payne, who was the former One Direction member, one of the five, he has sadly passed away.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
At 31 years of age, so apparently Liam's death actually occurred at a hotel on Costa Rica Street. This is in Buenos Aires, I believe. So according to a statement from police provided to CNN as well, he allegedly fell from a balcony.
This is a developing story, third story balcony. Yeah. It's
of a
very
hotel.
Yeah, of a hotel. Very sad. He's so young, obviously. Yeah. And he leaves behind a 7-year-old son, Bear.
Yeah, with Cheryl Cole, which is also another singer. Yeah.
Just totally devastating. I mean, you would have been swept up in the One Direction fever back in the day, right?
I was. They started releasing their music as a group back in 2010. So I've followed them for the past 14 years, even when they broke up. It was devastating when they all went their separate ways. But, you know, Liam's also
had his own solo career.
That's right. He's got some fantastic songs I still listen to all the time. It honestly is heartbreaking because those boys were such a fantastic group of performers. And, you know, I loved Liam. He was one of my favourite members of that band. And, you know, he and his music with the boys got me through a lot of tough times as well. So I appreciate them for who they are, especially Liam.
Yeah, and I think they're like One Direction fever.
Yeah.
They might be the most popular boy band of all time.
I reckon they are, yeah.
I mean, people talk about, you know, the Beatles and stuff like that in the past, but I think One Direction might have eclipsed them in terms of overall popularity.
Yeah.
So there'll be a lot of people, you know, thinking about this today and is very sad news. And Vale, of course.
Yeah.
And, you know, our thoughts are with his family and, you know,
the boys as well.
The boys as well. Can you imagine?
That was their best friend, their family member as well.
Exactly. Yep. You know, whatever happened when they went their separate ways, you know that deep down they were still had a friendship behind the scenes.
That's right.
It had to be. So, very sad day, and I'm sure, you know, we'll be across this as the story develops. develops, but and there'll be a lot more to come out about it, you know.
Of course. Well, it is a developing story, absolutely. So you can keep up with it, everything on socials and whatnot.
For sure. That is us done for the day.
Yeah, let's get out of here.
Yeah, have a great day, everyone. Best you can, and we'll see you tomorrow for your Feel Good Friday.
Catch ya.
Bye.
That was the Novos. You want more, right? Sure. Just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au, and you can relive all the fun again and again and again.